This store, Marathon Sports, is close to the finish line of the Boston Marathon when a bomb exploded outside its doors on April 15 of last year. The store became a makeshift emergency room. Manager Shane O'Hara says that when some of the most seriously wounded were brought in, his employees tore sports clothes off hangers to make tourniquets and bandages.
We had one kind of where we're standing now in by our counter. We had one in the corner. I had one on the bench. The scene outside was the most gruesome thing I've ever seen, otherwise than just watching an actual like war-style movie. That's what you saw, but this was totally real life.
O'Hara is still recovering from the mental shock of the experience. A marathon runner from last year, Heather Abbott, was one of many victims who lost their limbs in the blast. Her left leg was amputated below the knee, and she received a lifelike prosthesis.
I think I found myself to be a little more emotional than I expected. At this time of the year, just because it brings back memories of what I was doing around this time last year and the fact that I didn't know that I only had a few weeks left with my two legs.
Abbott attended a memorial service Tuesday for the victims of the attack. With her was Peter Riddle, one of the people who helped get her to safety after the attack. At the service, Vice President Joe Biden praised Americans for the courage displayed in the face of terrifying carnage and for registering to run in even greater numbers this year.
America will never, ever, ever stand down. We are Boston. We are America. We respond. We endure. We overcome. And we own the finish line.
Abbott says she plans to be at that finish line Monday to watch two first-time Boston Marathon runners cross it. They were the two people who first ran to her aid.
I'll be watching Erin Chatham, who's the woman who initially found me on the ground, cross the finish line. She's running the marathon for the first time, and Peter is as well. So I'm really excited, you know, to be with them that day.
Us too.
Security has been bolstered for this year's Boston Marathon. Authorities will increase the number of police officers in the city, while bags, bottles, and canisters are banned along the marathon route. It is believed that the suspected bombers carried homemade explosives in their backpacks. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.